Bits and pieces. Vitamin D status and the risk of diabetic retinopathy. A study published last year has shown that vitamin D deficiency was significantly associated with an increased risk of sight-threatening diabetic retinopathy, STDR. However, no association was seen between vitamin D deficiency and non-sight-threatening diabetic retinopathy, NSTDR, risk. Researchers concluded that these findings suggest that vitamin D deficiency should be managed appropriately and promptly to reduce the risk of blindness in patients with diabetes.
Antidepressant fluoxetine has shown promise as a preferred treatment in people with type 2 diabetes and depression. The results of the study showed that fluoxetine promotes insulin secretion in beta cells and plays a significant role in blood glucose control. As such, it shows promise as a preferred antidepressant treatment for people who have both depression and type 2 diabetes.
Report on the comparative effect of metformin versus sulfonylureas with Alzheimer's disease, AD, and Parkinson's disease, PD, risk in US patients over 50 with type 2 diabetes mellitus. Compared to people taking sulfonylureas, metformin users were associated with a lower risk of all-cause dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and vascular dementia, but not with Parkinson's disease. Age and renal function modified risk reduction. The findings support the hypothesis that metformin provides more neuroprotection for dementia than sulfonylureas, but not for PD. But further work is required to assess causality.
While we are talking about it, thiazolidinones may also reduce dementia. Researchers in the US have suggested that patients with type 2 diabetes who were taking drugs from a family called thiazolidinones had a lower risk of dementia than those on metformin, the most common medication for type 2 diabetes. The only thiazolidazone currently licensed in the UK is pioglitazone. Dr. James Connell, head of translational science at Alzheimer's Research UK, said, as well as tackling diabetes and maintaining a healthy blood pressure, the best current evidence suggests that not smoking, drinking within the recommended guidelines, staying mentally and physically active, eating a balanced diet, and keeping cholesterol levels in check can all help to keep our brains healthy as we age. Good advice for us all.
Study shows that replacing mealtime insulin with a GLP-1RA improves blood glucose control and promotes weight loss. The study showed that people with type 2 diabetes that were managing their diabetes with a basal bolus BB insulin regime benefited from replacing their bolus insulin with a GLP-1RA with improved glycemic control, HbA1c, and weight loss sustained over 24 months. Researchers concluded replacing prandial insulin with GLP-1RA is a valuable strategy to simplify the BB insulin regime while improving glycemic control and promoting weight loss in subjects with type 2 diabetes.
Approval of tirzepatide, Mounjaro, by MHRA. The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, the MHRA, has granted marketing authorization for tirzepatide, a once-weekly medication for people with type 2 diabetes. Tirzepatide is a first-in-class medication that involves both glucagon, like peptide 1, GLP-1, and glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide, GIP, in blood sugar control.
Two classes of type 2 medications have been associated with a superior reduced risk of COPD. In this population-based study, GLP-1RAs and SGLT2 inhibitors were associated with a reduced risk of severe exacerbations compared with sulfonylureas in patients with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and type 2 diabetes. DPP-4 inhibitors were not clearly associated with a decreased risk of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease exacerbations.
New thoughts. Just 8 minutes of exercise a day is all you need. You can get all the exercise you need in just 8 minutes a day if you work out a bit harder, according to a new study in the European Heart Journal. Scientists examined data from fitness trackers worn by more than 71,000 people studied in the United Kingdom, then analysed their health over the next several years. They found that a tough, short workout improves blood pressure, shrinks artery-clogging plaques, and boosts your overall fitness. This may be good news for those short on time, potentially reducing weekly exercise time recommendations by 75%.
Loneliness linked to increased risk for type 2 diabetes. Loneliness, which may trigger elevated levels of stress hormones leading to temporary insulin resistance, could as much as double the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, according to a Norwegian study. Researchers noted previous studies that found a link between loneliness and unhealthful dietary behaviours, prompting them to question how loneliness impacts stress hormones and health-related behaviour, and how these two pathways interact in terms of contributing to an increased risk of type 2 diabetes.
The relationship between glucosamine supplements, T2 diabetes and dementia risk. A recently published study has shown that habitual use of glucosamine was significantly associated with a reduced risk of dementia, and this association was mediated by the incidence of type 2 diabetes, T2D. However, the study found that glucosamine users had a reduced risk of vascular dementia. This association was not seen in Alzheimer's disease risk. The researchers concluded that there is growing evidence of the relationship between glucosamine use, type 2 diabetes and dementia, and further research is warranted.
Combining sulfonylureas and beta blockers increases severe hypoglycemia risk. Research has shown that in patients with type 2 diabetes, the combined use of sulfonylureas and beta blockers was associated with an increased risk of severe hypoglycemia compared with the use of sulfonylureas alone. Sulfonylureas are an established group of drugs used to treat type 2 diabetes and include glycoside, glipizide, and glimepiride. Beta blockers are used to treat cardiovascular conditions and include atenolol, carvedilol, and propranolol. Researchers advise that patients with T2D and hypertension or heart failure should exercise caution when using sulfonylureas and beta blockers concurrently, and consider the use of alternative anti-diabetic or cardiovascular drugs, especially if the baseline risk of hypoglycemia is elevated. If you are concerned, then speak to your health professional.
Drop in hospitalisation seen with a glucose sensor. A retrospective study that analysed the hospitalisation data of patients with type 2 diabetes who used Abbott's Freestyle Libre glucose sensor system for a year or more and are on basal insulin therapy administered once daily found a 67% decrease in acute diabetes event-related hospital admissions.
Metformin may cut knee replacement risk in type 2 diabetes. A published report has found that the incidence of total knee replacement over 4 years was 19% lower among patients with type 2 diabetes who were regular metformin users compared with non-users. The researchers said that in addition to reducing glucose levels, metformin also modulates inflammatory and metabolic factors, leading to reduced inflammation and plasma lipid levels.
Weight loss plus normal BMI may result in type 2 diabetes remission. Research has shown that losing 10% or more of weight may increase the odds of diabetes remission among patients with type 2 diabetes, and a body mass index of 21 to 27 kilograms per meter squared. The research suggests that a mechanism involved in reducing the fat in the liver and pancreas may be responsible for the remission.